college achievement and support program to me is exactly what the name implies. It is a support program which is enabling me to be successful here at Capilano College.
And I told her I would like to go back to school, but I was kind of leery of it because being out of school for over 15 years, it's kind of scary to get back into the system again.
I was really reluctant to return back to college after 10 years. I applied for the CAS program, and I am enjoying the CAS program. It's really been beneficial to me. It's reinforced a lot of things in my mind for me that I can do well. I feel better knowing that there are other Native students on the campus going through the same feelings that I am going through.
The College Achievement and Support Program gives you a chance to step into your future at Capilano College. CASP, as the program is also known, provides Native students with a chance to succeed in their first challenging year of college studies in a comfortable, culturally supportive environment. This presentation will describe CASP and give you a chance to see how the program may help you in your future educational plans. The Linmore campus, where CASP is offered, is located near the Second Narrows Bridge in North Vancouver. It is a friendly college where small classes and approachable instructors make full or part-time students comfortable and successful in their studies. The college buildings are attractively situated in a forest setting, and students coming to Capilano will find a wide range of student services, ranging from good food in the two cafeterias to a fitness center and free use of microcomputers.
Capilano College is a big campus. It spreads over a large area. I think a new student would take at least a good month and a half till they know every area and every resource that it offers. But it's really an exciting place to be. All the students here are energetic, happy, enthusiastic about what they're doing.
The opportunities for Native people with college and university education have never been better. As self-government becomes a reality, many more job opportunities for skilled and trained people will become available. The College Achievement and Support Program has been developed to ensure that students developing skills for these jobs take their first college steps with the support and encouragement necessary for success.
When I first came into CASP, I was nervous, but now as a second-term student, I feel better about being at Cap College.
Native communities within the Capilano College region were actively involved in the development of CASP. Concerned Native Indian educators worked hard to get the program off the ground, and with the cooperation from the college and the Department of Indian and Northern Affairs, the first group started on the road to college success in September 1985. Band members continue to be involved in program policy and guidelines. Representatives sit on an active advisory committee, which meets regularly throughout the year. The Indian bands currently involved in CASP are Burrard, Mount Curry, Seashells, Squamish, and Anderson Lake. Individuals from these areas are welcome to apply for the program, and, space permitting, eligible Native students from other areas will also be considered for entry. Students arriving at Capilano College will find an exciting and stimulating environment. The work can be difficult, but, because of the small classes, instructors are always available and more than anxious to help you.
I found the instructors quite open and really helpful to me. I think I can go to any one of my instructors and talk to them about some help that I need, and they would help me.
The Achievement Resource Center is staffed by friendly experts ready to assist you with developing your reading and study skills.
College is a system of schedules and blocks of time. Learning how to use time productively is a challenging task for new students. CASP helps us plan for the day and the week, get to class on time, and ensure that assignments are completed on time.
The ARC taught me how to do time management. I feel really good about knowing what I'm doing. The instructor's support was incredible.
The College Media Center is a fully equipped facility with many resources that will help you do well in your studies. Books, films, magazines, audiovisual equipment, and slides are all provided by the Media Center. CASP students are taught by helpful librarians how to find and make the best use of these materials. Students in the program are also introduced to the services of the Academic Advising Center, the Counseling Department, the Financial Aid Office, and the Placement Center, which will help you in obtaining part-time or summer employment. Students in CASP have the full-time assistance of the Program Coordinator and Assistant. The office and reception area is a popular gathering spot for students who come by for academic advice and support, financial and personal counseling, or just to visit and have a cup of coffee.
In CASP, you can get support from your fellow students, and the instructors are more than willing to offer support and encouragement. The coordinator and the program assistant offer tireless hours to make sure you're keeping on task.
CASP students work hard, but they also know how to have fun. The program staff and students ensure that there are times for potluck dinners and social gatherings as well. Now, let's have a closer look at the program. Students take four core support courses in each of the two semesters of the program. CASP 100 and 101 are intensive study skill courses. Students develop college reading speed and comprehension skills, time management, note-taking, memory skills, vocabulary expansion, exam preparation, and spelling improvement skills.
Organization is another aspect that is very handy. If you're not organized, everything will fall apart. That's where these ideas of study schedule and time management will really, really help.
It's not as easy as I thought it would be. I had to rearrange my private life, my social life. So you have to be organized in all those areas of your life.
I like the study skills where you do write down specific dates on when things are supposed to be handed in. I like the reading part of it where you they teach you to skim, scan on what you're reading.
CASP 110, Self-Development and Cultural Studies, is a course emphasizing personal growth as a college student. Through peer support groups, students learn to tap the strength already in the class, and a unit on college communication skills is also popular with students.
One of the CASP courses offers help with public speaking, making communication easier not only to small but to large groups as well.
An important part of CASP 110 is an introduction to Native studies. Indian lecturers and resource people come to Capilano on a regular basis to examine the issues affecting Native students at college.
Indian students entering college for the first time can sometimes experience cultural shock. The differences between Indian and non-Indian ways are often discussed by students in the program.
CASP 111 is Career Planning in the Computer Age. This stimulating course gives students a chance to explore successful job hunting and confidence-building strategies. In 111, students also have an extensive introduction to microcomputers and obtain real-life experience and a work experience practicum. In addition to two of these core courses each semester, students in CASP take English at the appropriate level and one or two other academic or career courses. This arrangement allows students to experience the challenges of college-level coursework while, in the CASP courses, developing the skills necessary for success. Part of the joy of being at college is the opportunity of meeting and learning from other people. The Capilano College campus is an environment where you can make many new friends. Field trips to meet with Native students in similar programs and other colleges are an enjoyable and worthwhile part of the program.
It was nice to meet other students from the Fraser Valley, and I found they had the same kind of problems we had, getting up early and getting to class on time and handing in assignments. So I really felt good to talk to them because we had common problems.
Guest speakers are brought in for lecturers, and on campus there are often concerts, dances, plays, and other events that are enjoyed by all students. All Native students at Capilano make use of the CASP lounge and study area, conveniently located in one of the classroom buildings. The Thelma Lafarge Native Student Center is an oasis on a busy campus. Students drop by to relax between classes, read a chapter in their psychology text, or catch up on the latest news with friends and fellow students.
I like the lounge, where you get to sit there and you talk to people and have a cup of tea, have a cup of coffee, and discuss what's happening.
Plus, it's a nice quiet place where you can go if you want to read and you want to sort of stretch out and relax.
CASP is changing the face of Capilano College. Through a series of events that staff and students organize, Native cultural awareness throughout the campus is on the increase, and a positive image of the program has developed. The very popular CASP Indian Arts and Crafts Show promises to be an annual event, and many people each day stop to read the Native news bulletin boards on campus. CASP has brought provincial museum exhibits with Indian themes to the college, and students work on heightening campus awareness through Indian lecture series and Native film festivals. If you've made the positive decision to continue your education at Capilano College, you'll be sure to find amongst a wide range of programs and courses something suitable for you. In the Career and Vocational Division, students can choose studies from studio art to business management and from early childhood education to outdoor recreation. The Adult Basic Education Department gives students a chance to upgrade or refresh English, math, social science, and science skills. For those students carrying on to further academic study, first-rate instructors teach courses in English, anthropology, biology, Spanish, geography, computing science, theater, and women's studies, to name just a few. CASP, the College Achievement and Support Program, offers you all this and more. If you are a Native person thinking about opportunities for you in college, then consider CASP.
I have personally found CASP extremely helpful. Without the support, my achievements at Capilano College would have been difficult to make.
Strength and support, two of the keys to college success through CASP.
The greatest experience I ever had was handing in that paper in psychology. That was my first paper, and to get a B minus. I haven't written a paper before, and to do one and to get that mark was really good.
The program welcomes applications from anyone with a serious desire to learn. If you have your BC Secondary School graduation certificate or equivalent, or if you are 18 years or older and can show evidence of academic upgrading, you are eligible to apply. Students considering entry should be prepared to make a serious commitment to their future. College-level work is demanding, and regular attendance is required. The College Achievement and Support Program can give you an exciting and successful introduction to college.
I would like to say, too, when you're going to school, you learn something new every day. Whereas if you're working, you're doing the same thing over and over again.
I think going to school is really good. I'm really enjoying it, and I get a lot of energy from other students, and I'm inspired by other students' achievements. I think it's very worthwhile for a student to enter college.
Remember, the opportunities for skilled college graduates are great. Why not step into your future today? For more information and the CASP application form, please write or telephone Capilano College, 2055 Purcell Way, North Vancouver, BC, or see your band education coordinator. We're waiting to hear from you.